بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the series of the diseases of the hearts, and we are learning about hypocrisy. And today, the third class related to hypocrisy, and the title of the class is Hypocrites Follow Satan. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the characteristics of the hypocrites from the verses of the Quran and from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Last week we learned about the following characteristics of the hypocrites. Number one, they have doubt regarding Allah's decree. Number two, they spread corruption. Number three, they are arrogant. And today, inshallah, we will continue to know about the reality of the hypocrites. Actually, the hypocrites were bad-mannered regarding dealing with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We will read now from Surah number 9, verse number 61, to realize this fact regarding how the hypocrites were bad-mannered in their dealing with the Prophet, peace be upon him. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن قل أذن خير لكم يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين ورحمة للذين آمنوا منكم والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم. And among them are men who annoy the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and say he is lending his ear to every news. Say he listens to what is best for you. He believes in Allah, has faith in the believers, and is a mercy to those of you who believe. But those who annoy Allah's Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, will have a painful torment. The meaning of this verse of the Quran is that those hypocrites with the Prophet, peace be upon him, were not happy regarding his kind attitude towards the people. That is to say, listening with full attention, welcoming everyone, treating them kindly without testing their intentions. They described him saying he is an ear. By this, they mean that he listens to all people and that he can easily be taken in by lies and false assertions. He believes anyone who is ready to swear to him and accepts whatever is being said to him. They say this about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to reassure themselves that he is a kind-hearted person who can be deceived with their good words. So there is no possibility that he can realize or discover their hypocrisy. But Allah uses their words to silence them. As Allah replied, "Yes, indeed, but what sort of ear?" The answer is, he is a good ear, listening to what Allah reveals and communicating it to you. This means the Holy Quran. He listens to you most politely without confronting you with your hypocrisy. Moreover, he believes in Allah. He trusts the words of the believers. He is a mercy to the believers as he guides them to follow the Quran, which is all mercy for the believers. Accordingly, Allah is sending a warning to those hypocrites that painful punishment is the reward for those who hurt Allah's messenger. Let us learn more about the bad attitude of the hypocrites regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is mentioned in Surah number 9, verse number 58. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa mimman yalmiduka fis sadaqati fa in a'tu minha radu wa in lam yu'tu minha idha hum yaskhatun. And of them are some who accuse you, O Muhammad, peace be upon you, in the matter of the distribution of the alms. If they were given part thereof, they are pleased. But if they are not given thereof, behold, they are enraged. They are angry. The meaning of this verse of the Quran is related to a report. The report was that a sum of money given in charity was brought to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he, peace be upon him, sent a share of it here and a share of it there, until it was all gone. A man from the hypocrites who saw this said, "This is unfair." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Who would be fair to you if I am not?" This, and accordingly, this verse of the Quran was then revealed. This is the reality of the hypocrites. They only expressed their anger at not having been given a share. You must believe that no one who truly believes in Islam would entertain any doubt about the fairness of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Actually, we must believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the most honest person created by Allah, as Allah chooses him to be his last messenger and to be the one on whom the Quran, the Holy Quran, the words of Allah are revealed to him. Accordingly, whoever has any doubt regarding the fairness or the manners of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a hypocrite. And this is a very bad sign of a disease of the heart. We Muslims must believe that we love Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, more than ourselves. Our Prophet is the one who suffered a lot for the sake of everyone to become a Muslim. Our Prophet is the one who tolerates all the hardships for the sake of the Quran and for the sake of the guidance of his followers. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will be the one to intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. Regarding the hypocrites, that the hypocrites break their promises with Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The signs of hypocrisy are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. And when he is entrusted, he betrays the trust. Even if he prays and fasts and imagines that he is a Muslim." We must realize that the worst form of lying and breaking the promises is to break the promise with Allah and to disobey His commands. Inshallah, we will learn about these characteristics of the hypocrites from Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24. We will read verse 47, 48, 49, and 50. أعوذ بالشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قلون آمنا بالله وبالرسول وأطعنا ثم يتولى فريق منهم من بعد ذلك وما أولئك بالمؤمنين وإذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم إذا فريق ليحكم بينهم إذا فريق منهم معرضون وإن يكن لهم الحق يأتوا إليه مذعنين أفي قلوبهم مرض أم ارتابوا أم يخافون أن يحيف الله عليهم ورسوله بل أولئك هم الظالمون. They, hypocrites, say, "We have believed in Allah and in the Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we obey." Then a party of them turn away. Thereafter, such are not believers. And when they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them, a part of them refuses to come and turns away. But if the truth is on their side, they come to him willingly with submission. Is there a disease in their hearts, or do they doubt or fear lest Allah and His Messenger should wrong them in judgment? Nay, it is they themselves who are the hypocrites and the wrongdoers. Actually, sisters, typical example of hypocrites at all times. They dare not declare their disbelief, so they pretend to be Muslims, yet they don't submit to God's law. The hypocrites used to claim that they believed in God and His Messenger, and that they were keen to obey them, but theirs was a verbal claim. They simply turned away, making their actions belie their claims. The hypocrites refused to put their disputes to the Prophet's judgment, except when they were sure that justice was on their side. We must realize that only a person whose heart has not been enlightened by faith rejects God's Messenger's judgment. Accordingly, the hypocrite's attitude is the subject of questions that confirm the fact that their hearts are diseased and full of doubt. As believers in Allah's oneness, believe that Allah's judgment is the only judgment that is free of all oppression, because Allah is fair to all and He does not deal unjustly with anyone. We must also believe that all of Allah's creations are to Him in the same position. Hence, He does not favor any of them at the expense of another. Any judgment other than Allah's judgment may be susceptible to unfairness. When people legislate, they cannot entirely free themselves of leaning towards what serves their interests. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that human beings are weak regarding their benefits. So when they legislate, they are always looking for their own benefit. Accordingly, they may lean towards what serves their interests. This applies to all human beings, be they individuals, a class, or a government. When an individual legislates, he is bound to look for what ensures his own protection and serves his own interests. When Allah legislates, no personal security, protection, or interest comes into play. He, the Almighty, His legislation, the Almighty, aims to ensure about justice, which cannot be achieved under any law other than the divine law. Accordingly, those who reject Allah's judgment and that of His Messenger are indeed unjust and wrongdoers. They don't want justice to be administrated or right to be supreme. The next characteristic which is related to hypocrisy is that they swear falsely, denying what was attributed to them. We will learn these facts from the following verses of the Quran. We will start by reading from Surah number 9, verse number 62.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يحلفون بالله لكم ليرضوكم
والله ورسوله أحق أن يرضوه إن كانوا مؤمنين. They swear by Allah to you Muslims in order to please you, but it is more fitting that they should please Allah and His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if they are believers. We will read also about this characteristic of the hypocrites, which is related to that they swear falsely. We will read from the same surah, surah number 9, verse number 96. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يحلفون لكم لترضوا عنهم فإن ترضوا عنهم فإن الله لا يرضى عن القوم الفاسقين. They, the hypocrites, swear to you Muslims that you may be pleased with them. But if you are pleased with them, certainly Allah is not pleased with people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. We will also read from Surah number 24, verse number 50, to learn about the hypocrites whom they swear falsely, denying what was attributed to them. Surah number 24, verse number 50. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقسموا بالله وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن أمرتهم ليخرجن قل لا تقسموا طاعة معروفة إن الله خبير بما تعملون. They swear by Allah their strongest oaths that if only you would order them they would leave. Say, swear you not, this obedience of yours is known to be false. Verily, Allah is well acquainted with what you do. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله فلهم عذاب مهين. They have made their oaths a screen for their evil actions. Thus they hinder men from the path of Allah. So they shall have a severe torment. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يبعثهم الله جميعا فيحلفون له كحلفون لكم ويحسبون أنهم على شيء ألا إنهم هم الكاذبون. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله أولئك حزب الشيطان ألا إن حزب الشيطان. On the day when Allah will resurrect them all together for their account, then they will swear to Him, the Almighty, as they swear to you, O Muslims, and they think that they have something to stand upon. Verily, they are liars. Satan has overpowered them. So he made them forget the remembrance of Allah. They are the party of Satan. Verily, it is the party of Satan that will be the losers. The next characteristics related to the hypocrites is that they remember Allah little, as they are the party of the shaitan or the party of Satan, as I just mentioned now in Surah number 58, verse number 19. As believers in the oneness of Allah, we must realize that the heart that forgets to remember Allah becomes corrupt and given to evil. So, those hypocrites become the party of Satan. That is to say, they are under his control. They act in his name. They obey his instructions and they work for his objectives. This situation of evil ends in total loss. Those hypocrites are Muslims, but instead of being belonging to Allah, obeying His commands, trying to please Him, looking for His reward, those hypocrites forget Allah, and they remember Him little, and they have Satan as their leader, who leads them to corruption and the loss in this life and the life to come. Also, the hypocrites don't follow the rules of the Quran. This is one of their characteristics, which you will learn about it in detail from Surah number 9, verse number 127. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا ما أنزلت سورة نظر بعضهم إلى بعض هل يراكم من أحد ثم انصرفوا صرف الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. And whenever there comes down a surah, chapter from the Quran, they look at one another saying, does anyone see you? Then they turn away. Allah has turned their hearts from the light because they are a people that understand not. The meaning of this verse of the Quran is that actually, when we read this verse of the Quran, the scene of these hypocrites is large in front of us. We see them at the moment when a new chapter of the Quran is revealed, with some of them looking at each other, winking and wondering. Is anyone watching? Then they feel that the believers are preoccupied with their own business, so they go out hoping not to be noticed. But those hypocrites forget that the eye, which never loses sight of anything, follows them with a curse that suits their suspicions. Actually, this is the reality of the hypocrites. They care only for the people. They never care for Allah. Accordingly, they forget Allah, the Almighty. They forget the attributes of Allah, the Almighty. As believers in the oneness of Allah, as Muslims, we must believe that Allah creates everything. Allah owns everything. Allah knows everything in the heavens and the earth. Allah knows our secrets, our intentions. Accordingly, any believer will never imagine that Allah does not know what I am doing. Allah is not aware of every act and every saying. Allah is not recording all our deeds and actions. Any believer in the oneness of Allah will be always aware, and we will be always remembering that Allah is with every one of us by His knowledge, and none can escape the knowledge of Allah. But those hypocrites whom they remember Allah and whom they have the people as their highest priority, they care for the people, they are looking to please the people, they are looking for the reward of the people, and they follow the shaitan or Satan, who is controlling all their actions. Accordingly, they forget about Allah. They cannot remember Him. So they don't follow the rules of the Quran. And at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when a chapter of the Quran is revealed, they will try to hide so that they will not follow the rule of this chapter of the Quran. They will hide from the believers because the believers and the people are their highest priority. But those hypocrites forget the very important fact that they cannot hide from the one who is controlling everything, the one who knows the reality, the one who will punish them with the severe punishment on the Day of Judgment. Actually, the hypocrites are always under the impression that they are very intelligent and they can deceive all the people. But they forget that Allah, the one, the controller, the creator, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, is the one who deceives them in reality, and who is leaving them to follow Satan so that they will be the real losers in this life and in the life to come. One of the characteristics of the hypocrites is also that they enjoin what is wrong and forbid what is right. We will read now from Surah number 9, verse number 67. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون. The hypocrites, men and women, are one from another. They enjoin المنكر. They enjoin what is wrong and they forbid what is bad. Actually, we must learn the following. All the hypocrites have the same nature and the same characteristics regardless of the time and place where they are found. Their actual actions and statements may differ, but they all share the same essence and go back to the same roots. They all have the same characteristics. Wickedness of the heart, bad intentions towards the believers, evil plotting against them. They are also tight-fisted with their money. That is to say, they will not give financial support to any good cause except when they need to do so. We must also learn a very important characteristic regarding the hypocrites, which is that the worldly life is their only concern. Actually, this is based on the doubt which they have regarding the Day of Judgment. Accordingly, they only care for this worldly life and it is their main concern. Hypocrites forget completely about the hereafter and their goal is the enjoyments of the worldly life. This attitude is reflected on the following characteristics. Number one, they hate to spend for Allah's cause. We will learn this from Surah number 9, verse number 57 and 75 and 76. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومنهم من عاهد الله لئن آتانا من فضله لنصدقن ولنكونن من الصالحين فلما آتاهم من فضله بخلوا به وتولوا وهم معرضون. The meaning of this verse of Quran is that some of these hypocrites pledged to Allah that if He would bestow His grace on them and give them some of His bounty, they would be very charitable to the poor and behave in the way expected of righteous people. Such a pledge is given at a time when those people are poor. Yet when Allah answers their prayers and favors them with His bounty, they forget all about their pledges and behave like misers. This violation of their promises and lying to Allah make hypocrisy take root in their hearts. Hence, they continue to be hypocrites until they die. Related to the characteristic of the hypocrites that the worldly life is their only main concern, this is reflected in the attitude that they like to collect and have a lot of wealth and children for their enjoyment. Now, sisters, we learn about the characteristics of hypocrites. And let us now learn about the punishment of Allah to those liars, so that inshallah we will be always aware about the severe punishment which Allah is preparing for them, so that we can be always away from hypocrisy and try to avoid its characteristics. We will learn now about the punishment of the hypocrites from the verses of the Quran, and we will start with Surah number 4, Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 145. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا. Verily, the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire. No helper will you find for them. Actually, sisters, this is a proof that the hypocrites will have the worst punishment from Allah on the Day of Judgment, as Allah is informing us that those people will be in the lowest depths of the fire, and this is actually the most severe fire, the most severe grade of the fire, which is the lowest depths. Also, Allah is informing that no helper will be for them. This is the proof that they will have the eternal punishment in the hellfire in its lowest depths. A clarification of Allah regarding the severe eternal punishment of the hypocrites, and a true warning for every Muslim to try to avoid any signs of hypocrisy so that he or she can avoid this severe eternal torment. We will read also about the punishment for the believer, for the hypocrites, and we will read from Surah number 9, verse number 68. Also, Allah mentioned about the punishment which is prepared for the hypocrites in Surah number 57, verse number 15. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. So this day no ransom shall be taken from you hypocrites, nor of those who disbelieved. Your abode is the fire. That is your proper place, and worth it indeed is that destination. This is what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Allah, the Almighty, is informing us in the Holy Quran that the hellfire will be the proper place for the hypocrites, and actually it is the worst destination. Again and again, Allah is informing us in the Quran about the severe punishment which the Almighty is preparing for the hypocrites, so that every one of us will be always aware of this punishment and will be always trying to avoid having any of the signs of hypocrisy. Otherwise, this severe punishment, eternal, in the hellfire will be his reward. And actually, this hellfire will be the final destination. Actually, sisters, we are still in the worldly life, and we are still having the time to ask forgiveness from Allah and to forget about hypocrisy, and actually to ask Allah to guide every one of us to follow the right path. Because when we will keep on learning about this severe eternal punishment for the hypocrites, it will be actually the wish of every one of us to learn how to avoid being from them, those hypocrites, and also to forget about the characteristics of the hypocrites and to get rid of them. Let us again learn about the punishment of the hypocrites, which is mentioned in Surah number 9, verse number 8. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Whether you, O Muhammad, peace be upon you, ask forgiveness for them hypocrites, or ask not forgiveness for them, and even if you ask 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them, because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah guides not those people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Allah is informing us that Regarding the hypocrites, their fate has been sealed. There is no going back. This means that Allah will not forgive them. And this is for a very good reason. For they have denied Allah and His Messenger. Allah does not guide those who are transgressors. Actually, these are the ones who have deviated so widely that there can be no hope for them ever to change their ways. Hence, Allah tells His Messenger, even if you were to pray 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them. The number 70 is normally mentioned to indicate a large non-specific number. Hence, the statement means that they cannot hope for forgiveness because there is no way they will repent and mend their ways. That is because when a human heart reaches a certain stage of corruption, it becomes impossible to reform. Similarly, when a person has gone so far astray, he cannot follow guidance. It is Allah who knows best how hearts respond. This verse of the Quran is informing us that Allah will not forgive those hypocrites whom they die before repenting to Allah. That is to say, any hypocrites who die while he is a liar regarding Allah and His Messenger, Allah will never forgive him, and his destination is the hell fire, and no forgiveness will be accepted for them. Actually, this is a very bad situation for those hypocrites whom they will realize this fact on the Day of Judgment, when they will learn that none can ask for their forgiveness. Allah will not accept anyone to forgive them because they have denied Allah and His Messenger. Let us learn more about this, which is related to a reality that Allah will not forgive those hypocrites on the Day of Judgment. We will read from Surah number 63. We will read Surah number 63, verse number 6. بالله الرحمن الرحيم سواء عليهم استغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. It is equal to them whether you, Muhammad, peace be upon him, ask forgiveness or ask not forgiveness for them, Allah will never forgive them. Verily, Allah guides not the people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Again, in Surah number 63, Allah is informing us that there will be no way for forgiveness for those hypocrites because they were rebellious and disobedient to Allah. At the end of this class, sister, actually I think all of us are convinced that hypocrisy is a very bad disease of the heart, and that those hypocrites are having very bad characteristics regarding Allah and His Messenger. These characteristics I will inform you about them all now, so that we always try to remember these characteristics, be away from them. Number 1, hypocrites promises with Allah. Number 2, hypocrites have doubt regarding Allah's decree. Number 3, they spread corruption. Number 4, they are arrogant. Number 5, they are bad-mannered in their dealing with their Prophet and his manners. Number 6, they swear falsely, denying what was attributed to them. Number 7, they remember Allah little as they are the party of Satan. Number 8, hypocrites don't follow the rules of the Quran. Number 9, hypocrites enjoin what is wrong and forbid what is right. And actually number 10, the worldly life is their only main goal. Those are the hypocrites whom they have the doubt regarding the reward of Allah in the paradise or the hellfire, and also they have the doubt regarding the day of judgment. Accordingly, their punishment will be severe, the hellfire, and the lowest grade of the hellfire will be their eternal destination, a punishment which they deserve because of their doubt and because of their manners regarding the disobedience and the disbelief in Allah and His Messenger. Insha'Allah, we will have the dua now, and we will learn in the next class about how to avoid the being one of the hypocrites, insha'Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our hearts. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.